This week, we've been featuring films produced here in Hawaii. We featured Rise of the Wahine yesterday, and today we're taking a closer look at Mauka to Makai. Director Alika Maikau was fortunate enough to mentor with Joe Robert Cole, who co-wrote the Hollywood blockbuster Black Panther. Alika Maikau says it was not the intent to glorify drugs or violence, but to champion the ideals of family, love, and support that the Hawaiian culture is rooted in.
It's basically about two cousins who, it's sort of a day in the life as we, it's a slice of life, kind of what it's like to grow up in Kaneohe. And the themes that we deal with are just sort of about identity, family, and it's maybe a grittier portrait of that side. So that's just something we wanted to explore.
So why did you want to make a film about this?
I feel like it's just something that hasn't really been captured yet in terms of the way Hawaii's portrayed in the media. And I love Kaneohe because I grew up there. I also feel like Hawaii is such a rich tapestry for stories that haven't been told yet. So what we wanted to do is sort of begin to tap into that with Mauka.
Tell us about the process of filmmaking. How was that for you?
Big question. This particular project was a really special process. I mean, from the conception of the script to completion, it's been about a year. I made this movie with my friend Jonah Okano. He co-directed it with me. And we made our short first film last year, and we screened at Ohina. And because of that, we were invited to a writer's workshop that they had. And they brought down Joe Robert Cole, who is the co-director of Black Panther, and he kind of worked with us on all of our scripts. And I was fortunate enough to sort of earn a mentorship with him. And
wow.
Yeah, and he sort of helped me refine this script into what it is now. So
that film, that short, really opened doors for you.
So many doors. And Ohina opened so many doors, and what they're doing is incredible.
You know Kaneohe, so tell us about some of the nuances that maybe folks in Hawaii don't know about, or Waianae, or folks on the neighbor islands.
Kaneohe is so interesting. I feel like it's a really interesting amalgamation of people. Growing up against the Ko'olaus, that's something I always took for granted, because when I moved out of Kaneohe 2 years ago, every time I come back now, it really hits me, you know? And there's just a lushness and a richness of character in the people that I just love. So that's what this story is about. That's why we made this. We made this for the people of Kaneohe.
Well, I know when you drive across the Likeliki and you're hit with that stunning view, and particularly when it rains, you've got all those incredible waterfalls coming down. It is unbelievable.
It was super important to hit certain landmarks in this film. You know, we filmed a shot from Ho'omalehea. We filmed at the Waihole Poi Factory, which, you know, I feel like is another staple of that side. To tell this story, in order to tell this story properly, we needed to just explore these landmarks. Yeah.
And is there a certain theme? I mean, I don't know, it's about two cousins, and there's a car accident. I mean, what's the tension and the drama there?
Oh, well, so they're actually drug dealers.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and it's a day in the life as they make their various stops to various people, and we interact with different people of Kaneohe, and the trials and tribulations that come with, you know, what they do. That's the plot. But really, why I made this film is because I was always fascinated by how some of my friends could dabble in drugs and sort of come out okay in the end, and how some of my friends didn't. You know, they fell really hard, and to me, it was about having a support system. And so that's what we wanted to explore, like what it's like to come out on the other side of that.
And what was it like working with a big-name director? I mean, you know, his film is just unbelievable. And so how did having his input help to showcase this very local story?
I can't say enough good things about Joe. For him to be so generous with his time, because when I earned the when he worked with me on the script, when I would call him basically because he was in LA, it was like 2 months before Black Panther came out, which is, so it's probably like the busiest time in his entire life. And for him to take the time out of his schedule to really, like, he really internalized the script and he had like insight into how certain things should play out, and to interact with them, it was nothing short of transformative.
Did you have to do some major switches with the advice that he gave you at all?
No. It was just really about condensing it down, because it was, for a short film, you want to kind of be under 20 minutes. And the script started out with about 33 pages, and it's a page a minute. So we kind of just went over, like, what's essential and what can we lose, and talked about story and character, and he was just instrumental in that.
And were there, scenes that you were trying to maybe play out? Because I know I have relatives in Kahului, and when I drive from, town across the Pali, there's just, you just feel a different vibe. There's a different vibe just because it does cloud over over there, and it just gives you a different sense. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's sort of why we titled it Mauka to Makai, because we start against the Ko'olau's, and this story kind of goes from Kaneohe to Kailua, and there's a lot of layers that will reveal themselves, hopefully, after you watch the film. We also just like the idea of taking this sort of colloquial term and sort of maybe flipping it on its head a little bit. But to go back to what you said about Kahului, my lead actor is from Kahului, and he's not a professional actor. Him and the two leads, they're non-professional actors. They're just my good friends. And my lead is my roommate, Holden Santos. And it was really important for me and Jonah to use actors from that location, because I don't think you can cast characters to sort of, articulate the way that we speak pidgin in Kaneohe is different than the way you speak pidgin in Kaimuki or Eva, wherever. So they were incredible for us. I couldn't be prouder of their performances.
And so do you think maybe the folks on the neighbor islands, as you take this film to Maui and the Big Island, will see a bit of maybe their community in Mauka to Makai?
I do believe so. I mean, I think we're, even though it's so rooted in Kaneohe, we're dealing with universal themes. So our hope is that it resonates not just with people in Kaneohe, but people on the outer islands, and hopefully even people outside of Hawaii. As we're gearing up for our festival run. So I'm actually extremely excited for the Maui showcase in particular, because I have a lot of family on Maui, and I just want to see how the audience reacts to it.
So that's the 21st on Maui?
That's the 21st.
And then you take it to the Big Island?
Yes, the
following weekend?
Friday, yeah.
Okay.
And then Waimea the very next day.
Okay, and then it'll also be screened at the film
festival? It
will be
screened at the Honolulu International Film Festival this fall.
Wow,
so
what a kick!
You're excited.
Yeah, so I guess to have your little kind of hometown story up on the big screen.
The reception we had this past Friday was so profoundly moving to me. And, this film wouldn't be possible without the support of the community, from using the Poi Factory, from this fitted company who... We talked to the owner. He's from Kahului, and he wanted to see. There was just like we felt a yearning for this type of story to be told. So to see it come to fruition, there was nothing better than that.
That was Alika Maikau, the writer of the new short film Mauka to Makai, which he co-directed with Jonah Okano. It's currently making its rounds in the Ohina Showcase around the islands. Look for it at the Hawaii International Film Festival this fall. For links to the schedule, check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.